வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 17th of March 1971 in Bombay, India.
There are many satsanga societies, but in Europe and America, Western countries, this is the only. And they have very kindly joined us. So to serve them is our first business. So you are talking of teachings of Lord Chaitanya to Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami is was one of the very responsible ministers in the then government of Bengal. And as minister, he was a learned scholar, both in Sanskrit and Arabic. So he resigned his post as minister and wanted to join Lord Chaitanya in his Sankirtan movement. And he had some difficulties to get out of the responsible position. The Nawab Hussain Shah was very much counting upon his assistance. Generally, the Mohammedan kings, they were dependent on Hindu ministers. I have heard that in this Bombay city, Aga Khan, his establishment and management were all Hindu officers. I do not know whether it is a fact. Is it a fact?
Sure.
Yes. They know that Hindus can manage very intelligent. They are not extravagant. So, Sanatana Goswami was favored by Lord Chaitanya by instructing him for 2 months. He created 2-3 lieutenants for preaching his cult. One of them was Rupa Goswami, one of them was Sanatana Goswami, the chief of the Goswamis. And he talked with also Ramananda Rai, another stalwart. He was also a statesman. He was governor of Madras on behalf of the then king of Orissa, Maharaj Pratap. He was very powerful king. The Mohammedans, the Pathans, they practically conquered all over India, but they could not enter Orissa. He was very strong king. And in those days, Madras was under the Orissa government. So, another responsible officer. So, he was another big officer, governor. He also joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And these two brothers, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, they were ministers in the government of Hussain Shah. They also joined. And Raghunath Das Goswami, he was also a big zamindar, landlord. So, he also joined. And a big scholar, he also from Madras, like Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And Jiva Goswami, he was also a very big scholar. He happened to be from Bengal. In this way, six Goswamis, they were immediate disciples of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya's instruction to them, directly he gave instruction to Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami and Ramananda Raya. So one of the Goswamis, Sanatana Goswami, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing at Benares. So his proposition was that some people, my neighborhood people, are my dependents, government officers, they call me as a learned scholar, Pandit. Of course, it is a system in India that a Brahmin is addressed as a Pandit because he is supposed to become a learned scholar. Brahmin's business is to study Vedic literatures and teach others also, pathan pathan. He must be scholar and he must make others also scholar, not that he simply remains a scholar. No, that is bad. Brahmin is so liberal that he wants to make others also scholar. Pathan pathan, jajan jajan. Jajan means worshipping the Lord, and jajan means helping others. Priest, you know, priestly business. Priest means he helps the householders how to become Krishna conscious. Purohit. Purohit means one who does welfare activities for the householders. Purohit. The jajan jajan pathana pathan and dana pratigraha. Brahman business is to take charity from his disciples, followers, and again spend it for Krishna's service. So these six kinds of business is for the Brahmins, and they are supposed to be very large. Panditji. Brahmins' position is Panditji. So he was called Pandit, and he was actually Pandit. But he presented himself as a fool, although he was learned. He presented himself, my dear God, people say that I am very learned, but actually I do not know what I am, where from I have come, why I am suffering. First of all, we do not know that we are suffering in every state. Why you are using this fan? Because you are suffering. Because the excessive heat we cannot tolerate. Suffering. Similarly, in the winter season, this wind will be another suffering. We have to close the doors tight so that air may not come. Now the air is counteracting suffering. And in another season, the same air will be suffering itself. So, the air is the cause of suffering, and it is so-called cause of happiness also. Actually, we are simply suffering. That we do not know. But we get information from Lord Krishna that this place is dukkhalayam sasatam. It is a place for miseries. You cannot expect any happiness. That is our foolishness. That is our foolishness. We are trying to adjust things to become happy, but we are so foolish that we do not know there cannot be any happiness. This is Kaling knowledge. This is Kaling knowledge. That Bhagavad says, parabhavastavad abodhajata. Abodhajata, every one of us born foolish. And we are acting in different ways to become happy. But we do not know that every step we are being defeated. We are fighting with the stringent laws of nature, struggle. But we are happy by some complacent thought that we are becoming happy. We are advanced. We are happy. We are becoming educated, we are advancing science. But Bhagavad says, no, you are not advancing, you are simply being defeated. Because you do not know how to get happiness. You are not trying for real happiness. So this ignorance is dissipated by the knowledge of the Vedas. Lord Caitanya therefore has said, Krishna will say that, because we are so foolish, we have forgotten how to have become happy. Therefore, Krishna has made so many Vedic literatures. Ataye Krishna Veda Purana Karina. So we should take advantage of these Vedas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, we have already talked now. He said, Sadhu Shastra Kripai Jodi Krishna Namuk Hoy. This is Bengali, I think you understand, I'll explain it in this one. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's proposal is, by the mercy of Sadhu, holy man, or saintly person, or devotee, who is it? Sadhu. We know this term, Sadhu. Sadhu means saintly person. But actually, there are different kinds of sadhus. Generally, people accept a sadhu when he is dressed in the saffron, the garment. But there are different types of sadhus, mahatma. Some of them may be gyanis, who wants to merge into the Brahma effulgence. And another sadhu may be yogis, those who are trying to the same ambition to merge into the Supreme by finding out in the heart yogina. Pasantijam yogi, dhyanavasthita malasa, by meditation, meditative mind, dhyanavasthita malasa, yang pasanti yogina. Yogina, they are trying to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead by meditative mind. That is yogi. That is also sadhu. And bhaktas, just like we are taking the path of devotional service, to serve Krishna at any cost. We don't think anything greater than the service of the Lord. That is a bhaktas position. Anukullena Krishnanusilanam. That is bhakti. Simply to serve Krishna, favorably. Krishna conscious, always thinking of Krishna, how will you be satisfied? Not thinking of Krishna, how I shall kill him. That is conscious Krishna conscious. Conscious always thinking of Krishna, but his business was to make plan how to kill Krishna. Not that sort of Krishna conscious. Our Krishna consciousness is anukullena, even how Krishna will be satisfied. Although conscious Krishna consciousness helped him, he got liberation. Krishna consciousness is so nice that if you become Krishna conscious and favorably, still you get immediate profit in liberation. For which the jnanis and yogis are there trying hundreds of years. Krishna is so nice. If you simply think that I shall kill Krishna, I shall kill Krishna. There is a story in the Bhaktamala Grantha that a Pandit was reciting Bhagavad and he was describing Shamsundar. Mother Jasoda was decorating with all jewels, very nicely, to go is discovered by a friend with the cocks and cows, Shamsundar, and in the forest of Vrindavan. So one thief was also hearing that Srimad Bhagavatam. So he thought it wise, why not go to Vrindavan and get all these ornaments from this wife. They are all boys, so either I can kill them or somehow or other cheat them, take this ornament. That's a long story, I'm not sure. So with that spirit, he went to Vrindavan to find out Shamsundar to exploit him, to take all the ornaments from him. But when he actually went to Vrindavan, he was finding out, where is Shamsundar kept. And here I am. So, first of all, he was planning, my dear boy, you give me all these ornaments, I'll give you nice things. He said, no, I cannot give you, my mother will be angry. No. In this way, then he decided that I shall take forcibly. In this way, simply by association of Shamsundar, he became a poor. That is the fact. Dhruva Maharaj also went to worship Shamsundar, Krishna, to get the kingdom of his father. He was insulted by his stepmother that you cannot sit down on the throne or on the lap of your father because you are not born from my womb. So he took it very seriously. He went to his mother, and my stepmother insulted me like this. So his mother said, my dear boy, yes, it is a fact. Because you are not born from my, what is called, wife's, in the womb, I am unfortunate you are born of my womb, so you cannot. Then I must have. The boy was very insistent, Kshatriya boy. Then Krishna helps you, then he can. Otherwise, how he cannot? Then he went to search out Krishna in the jungle, and he searched out. And when he saw Krishna, he said, Sāni kithātos me parandhajāja. No more I want you. No more I want you. This is the problem. So, your bhakti is without any desire. But even if you are filled up with desires, you go to Krishna. Don't go to other demigods. Akama sarvakamama moksha kama udaradhi. Sivena bhakti yogina jajita paramanthuru. Even if you have desires, not that unna vilasita sunnam, without any material desires. Generally we go to temple, to God, for fulfilling some material desire. So Shastra says, even if you have got material desire, even if you are not Shuddha Bhakta, what to speak of Shuddha Bhakta? Even if you are enemy of Krishna, somewhere or other go to Krishna. Go to the fire and you will get work. That is our Prabhupada. The Goswami is a comment therefore. Jena tena prakarena mana Krishna nivesa. Somehow or other, you just try to become Krishna conscious. And then everything will be successful. That is our goal. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, sadhu sastra kripa. A sadhu means devotee, that I am going to explain. A sadhu, there are different kinds of sadhu, but only the devotee, he is sadhu. It is explained by Krishna himself. Opijet sudurachar bhajati imam anandava sadhurevata. He is sadhu. Even if you find some defects in him due to his former habit, but he is simply engaged in Krishna's service and feels it devoted. He is sadhu. He is sadhu. In spite of some defects, defects there may be. Even in fire there are some defects. Fire is so pure that anything impure you put into the fire, it becomes pure. Whereas you know, in our Hindu system, if a one utensil becomes impure sometimes, we put it in the fire and it becomes pure. Is it not? Is it not? In Bengal this is this. The fire is considered to be pure, therefore any ceremony is done before fire god. So Krishna says that in fire is so pure, still there are some defects, there is more. So if you want to find out defects, you will find out in fire. But that doesn't matter. Fire is fire. Similarly, a devotee, an unflinching devotee, without any other desires, who is dedicated to the service of the Lord, he is sadhu. So we have to take shelter of such sadhu, adu gudbhasan. And sadhu will instruct you, not by means, but through shastra. He is sadhu. Sadhu will never speak to anything which is not in the shastra. Sadhu, shastra, and guru. And guru he one of my spiritual master, who follows sadhu and shastra. Who follows, he is one of my spiritual master, and who follows the instruction of sadhu, he is guru. Sadhu, shastra, guru, bhakta, srinete, kuryaya. Narottam Das Thakur says that you have to act by accommodating the instruction of sadhu, instruction of shastra, and your belief. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that these ignorant people who are being defeated, such persons, they are being entangled in this materialistic way of life, in this material world. Krishna Bhulyaji. He said, Krishna Bhuli Seidhi Anadi Bohimmo. Anyone who has forgotten Krishna, he is Anadi Bohimmo. He is enamored by this external energy, material world. Just like in the Bombay city, everyone is working hard, very hard. The ambition is, how I shall be able to construct a skyscraper building? That's why they are working so hard. The ambition is that I must have a skyscraper, a house, a good apartment, a nice wife, nice children, and nice bank balance, then. But he does not know how long this thing will continue. 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, 100 years, then finish. Your skyscraper building, your nice wife, your apartment, your dress, everything left, you have to find. You do not know where you are going. That you do not know. There is risk. Jangjang Bhapis Paran Loki Tajat, at the time of death everything will be examined. What are you going to be next? You have to accept another body. So that body will be created in this life. Jang-jang-vapis. And that body structure will fall at the time of your death. Just like if you leave this apartment, you'll have to go another apartment. So you have to select another apartment, good or bad, that will depend on your capacity, how much rent you are able to pay. And then you leave this apartment. Similarly, at the time of death, by the superior arrangement, another apartment will be given to you, and immediately that is settled off, you leave this body and enter the life. Daivanetrena karmana daivanetrena. That will be considered by your watch. If your watch are nice, that is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Jānti devam pratā divān pitri jānti pitri pratā bhūtāni jānti pūtevya madhyādinopi jānti māp. So if you have prepared your life for going to the higher planetary system, in the moon planet or sun planet, or there are so many hundreds of thousands, millions of planets up and similarly down, similarly in the middle. Chaturdash Bhuvan, 14 worlds. So, udham gacchati sattvasva, if you have developed satogun, then you will allow to go to the upper planet. Purdham gacchanti sattvasva, madde tishtanti rajasa, jahanna gunavittisya adho gacchanti tamasa. So we have to see from the shastras, devashastra. So this is the position. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that sometimes we are elevated to the sarvaloka, sometimes we are going to the narakaloka. In this way it is going on. But this is not our good business. Now suppose I am in this good apartment, say for 6 months, and next, if I cannot pay the rent, I have no means, then I have to, what is it called? Jhopri? There are jhopri also in Bombay. So not that because one is in Bombay, he is always in the skyscraper. He may be in Jhopri also. So, everyone wants. So this is going on. Sometimes in the heavenly planet, sometimes in the hellish planet. This is going on. But this business is not good. Nasadu manne. Even if you get the body of the heavenly planet, what do you get? There is also janma mrityu jarabhyabhi. You have to die there. When Brahma dies, āvrahma bhuvanā lokāṁ punarāvati. So this is the process going on. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, ki sadhu sattva kripāyati the Krishna mūrta. Our only business is how to become Krishna conscious. How to become Krishna conscious? That can be done simply by the mercy of sadhu. That is sadhu's business is go from door to door and enlighten them. Mahat vichalanam meena grina dina chetasa. The sadhu's business is that he goes from door to door and tries to invoke Krishna consciousness, dormant Krishna consciousness. In everyone's heart there is Krishna consciousness. It is in the sleeping state. Just like these European and American boys. Unless there is Krishna consciousness dormant, how it could be invoked? It is not sentiment. It was there. Our business was to just to arouse. Sabunadi Suddha Chitte Koro Yuga. Nitta Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sadha Bhagunan. Sabunadi Suddha Chitte Koro Yuga. This is the statement of Chaitanya Chaitanya. The Krishna consciousness is already there. But by hearing and purifying yourself, that consciousness comes. Just like water. Water is very clean. When it drops from the cloud, it is very clean. But as soon as it drops from the ground, it becomes muddy. So that muddiness has to be cleaned, then water will come out again clean. Similarly, our consciousness is clean, Krishna consciousness, actually, originally. But because it is contaminated with the muddy things of the material nature, it is cloudy. So this process, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, is the cleaning, clarifying process of the consciousness. Clarifying process. Chita dharpana marjanam bhava maha davar nirupapanam. If we take to this clarifying process, then it will be just like as clear as mirror, and you will be able to see your face nicely, what I am. Then you will understand that I do not belong to this material world. I belong to the spiritual world, aham brahmasmi. And when you realize that, then if you can act yourself as Brahma, then your life is sufficient. Brahma bhuta prasannatma nasodhasinakam. Sama sarvesu bhutesu madhubhakti labhate praha. That is the beginning of devotional life. Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the sadhu shastra kipayajari Krishna mukha, or sei jeev nistare. Nistare means he becomes delicate. If somehow or other he becomes Krishna conscious, by the mercy of a sadhu, and by understanding the shastra, if somehow or other he becomes lean to Krishna consciousness, then he is eligible for being delivered from this miserable condition of material life. Maya tare charoy. Then this illusion, maya, releases our life. We are now. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Daivijesa mama gunamani mama maya durataya mami vaja prapattante maya me tankaram. The simple problem. When you surrender to Krishna, and maya immediately gives you release, or no more. That's all. Yes? Any question? So, this Krishna consciousness movement is very scientific, authorized, and practical, and very simple. You all take to this, and we have to carry our program. If you have got any question, you can ask. We shall hold class here in the morning at about approximately 5-6, and in the evening at 7-7. Any question? Then I'll keep talking.